Hey, hey, listeners. Thanks for tuning in with Talk All Day with Miss Balde. It's Simone again. Now, I realize my first podcast, that episode, it was pretty short. I know that. But I have something else from you guys. This is from my thoughts. So just sit back, take it in, and listen. It's easy to feel sorry for yourself. It's easy to think about the quote-unquote what ifs or I wish I would have's. It's easy to get so wrapped up in your thoughts and makes you lose your ability to breathe. What isn't easy is being able to pull yourself out of a week-long, month-long, or year-long spiral that you've allowed yourself to revel in. What isn't easy is being able to look at your reflection and find more things to love about yourself than things you wish you could change. It's been embedded in our brains that men should be built a certain way, that women should have these almost unnatural, impossible, ideal figures and features. Being able to love and accept yourself in the world that we live in is never an easy battle. The expectations we hold for ourselves make us become obsessed with meeting them. Wanting to feel accepted and loved should never be a negative thing. What's negative is that other people just about kill themselves in order to reach that comfort. Comfort in knowing other people will notice them. Comfort in knowing other people will praise and uplift them, when it really should be us being able to praise and uplift ourselves. Comfort in thinking you finally reached your goal, only to be shot down again and again by the interchanging standard of beauty or manhood. Self-love has become replaced with societal acceptance. It needs to start with you. Pure, genuine, solid love for yourself. As long as you put yourself first. When you see yourself for who you are, the whole game changes. It's not about them or what they think. It's about you and how you hold yourself down. Hold yourself accountable, not the way you wish others would hold you down. There's a fine line between confidence and being self-absorbed, but finding the peace and that balance is so eye-opening. It's the key. No one can tell you how to love yourself, and no one ever should. I mean, who knows you better than you? Don't hold yourself back because of fear. Don't allow yourself to be closed off. Allow yourself to run head on. Open yourself up to the experience of living while truly and unconditionally loving you. Because remember, listeners, it starts with you. Now I know it's always easier said than done. I know that this journey we call life makes us face so many battles, so many hardships, and we think that we can't handle it. We think it's too much. That's where we're wrong. Because you know what? We can handle it. We can face anything head on if we really want to. That's the beauty of it. The strength that we as humans have is honestly incredible. I know people who spend their lives wanting to be loved, wanting to be seen, wanting to be needed, wanting to be wanted. But if you love yourself, if you allow yourself to be open-minded, the possibilities almost seem to run endlessly. I mean, It's crazy when you think about it, honestly. There's so much of this world that people have grown up being closed off to, or only being shown a certain way, but no one can tell you how to live your life because everybody leads a different life. Everybody is different. No one story is the same. No one person is the same. And I think that's what people really need to truly understand. If you spend your life wanting it to be like somebody else's, if you spend your life craving more, you're never going to be satisfied with what you already have. You're never going to be fulfilled with what's right in front of you. Don't let yourself miss opportunities. Don't let yourself miss out on love and friendships and learning and adventures because you're scared. Because you're not them. Because you didn't have the opportunities they had, or because growing up, your life wasn't easy. That's okay. As long as you take what you've been through, take what you've learned, take what you know, and use it to your advantage. Use it to move up. Use it to move forward. Use it to continue on. No, it's not easy. And to answer your question, no, it probably never will be. But should it be easy? Should we have everything handed to us? What do you think? Because I think something that's worth fighting for, something that's worth working on or working towards, that's really special. So I guess with this message, all I'm saying is, of course, work towards a goal. Of course, work towards your future, but don't lose sight of what's right in front of you. Appreciate what you have. Appreciate who you are right now, your true, authentic self. Everything's gonna fall into place, even if it doesn't feel like it. Even if your future is so blurred out, you will find your way. You will find your path again. You will figure it out. And it's gonna be crazy, emotional, sad, exciting, joyous, hard, but it's gonna be yours. So you take it and you own it. That's all I have for you guys today. Thank you for listening again. This is Simone Balde with Let's Talk All Day with Miss Balde. Thanks again, guys. Good night.